Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, December 12th, 2025. A special Bangor City Council workshop will be held today, beginning at 9 in the council chambers at City Hall for the purpose of continuing discussions about the homeless encampment along the rail lines near Penobscot Plaza and the possibility of a law enforcement sweep of the area soon. This follows last Monday's regular City Council meeting, which drew a crowd that packed the council chambers and stood in line to speak. Some Bangor residents commented that the services offered in the city draw people from other parts of the state where there are no such services, and at least one suggested that Bangor should get some assistance rather than shouldering the tax burden alone. It was also noted that the hospitals in the area discharge unhoused patients back onto the street once they no longer have medical needs requiring them to stay. It seemed to imply that hospitals should house the patients until they find permanent housing, but hospitals are unable to provide temporary housing, so they refer people to the shelters if they have no other place to go when they leave. Many commented on whether the city should have some type of supervised encampment, with some advocating for that and others saying that too many rules would drive people elsewhere. It was noted that the encampments provide some level of safety for people. And here's what someone staying at the encampment had to say about it.
I'm Gabby. I actually live at the encampment. It's the first time I've ever lived in an encampment. And this is the first time I'm actually getting a voucher for housing. Before, I had been on the streets, sleeping in bushes, behind buildings, being told, move along, you can't stay here, you can't sleep here. Sleeping at a library, being woken up every day by staff members because you can't sleep there. My children live with my parents and want to be home with me. By you guys closing down the encampment, that means I'm not going to be able to get in contact with my caseworker because I don't have a phone. And I won't be able to meet my appointments. My caseworker won't be able to find me. And by you guys closing it down, it's going to cause more harm. There's drug addicts. We all know that. A lot of us are drug addicts that live down there. Before we started living down there, there was more people at the library and all around town shooting up in front of people. Yes, it shouldn't happen, but drug addicts are going to do what they do, right? If it wasn't for us being down there, there would have been more deaths from overdose because our community, we stick together. So when there's somebody overdosing, we're going to know about it. But if we're out on the streets by ourselves doing what they normally do, they could be dead. No one's going to know about it. The other day, we heard somebody yell Narcan from three tents down. We all came running. That wouldn't have happened if we were out here. So please, don't shut it down. Just work with us. That's what we need. We need people to listen to us and work with us and see it from our point of view. It may seem like it might work for you, but it doesn't. You know, come talk to us and see how it is. You guys get, like that person said, you get to sleep in your bed at night. I sleep on a futon mattress that I found in the woods. So it's somewhere to sleep. It's not on the streets. I'm safe there. Thank you.
Thank you.
That discussion continues today, starting at 9 at the Bangor City Council Chambers, with a focus on the encampment behind the Penobscot Plaza. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.